Hello, everybody. It's George from Ireland. I bet you're impressed by the excellent lighting I've got in here. Anyhow, this is about the Russo-Ukrainian war and Trump's latest ingenious peace plan. Remember, he sent a peace envoy to Russia, who was someone who was incredibly to the Kremlin standpoint, was just spouting Kremlin talking points all the time, who was a property wheeler dealer. Who had no political nous, no knowledge of internal affairs and so on, just to chip off the old block, just Trump sycophant. Anyway, so it was horrifying but unsurprising. Really, that Ukraine is going to have to cede so much land, they get paid in return for it. Well, would they really get paid? And that Russia was going to basically, sorry, Russia's able to dictate so much to Ukraine. Ukraine's sort of half the size of its military. So Ukraine was going to hand over serious amounts of land in the Donetsk region. And that's land that it controls. They've lost control of most of Donetsk, but they do have about 40% of it. So, wow, this would be making crime pay. The land that they have painstakingly fought for, that they have men have died to save, women have died to save, they're going to give that away? Now, I mean, if Russia wants peace, why don't they retreat, even retain some of Ukraine? And then Ukraine would have to vow that never to join NATO. Now, Trump was stupid enough. Trump, Putin, I mean, I mixed them up. What does that tell you about the two? Right at the beginning of the year said, and by the way, Ukraine's never joined NATO. Now, there you are giving away one of your main cards straight away in return for nothing. You can see why Trump is so bad. Didn't write the art of the deal, why he went bankrupt four times, or he's just so thick. Yes, it's true, probably Ukraine won't be able to join for a very long time, maybe never, because there's 32 NATO members, and only one of them needs to wield the veto, and Ukraine's not coming in, and Hungary and Slovakia have certainly sworn never to allow it. Other countries that may not allow it, so it's very unlikely Ukraine's going to join NATO in the near future anyway, but you could have given that concession in return for something else from Russia, and Trump's giving it all away for free. So it would be terrible for Ukraine. This is completely unjust and illogical. Now, is Trump thick enough to trust Putin? Surely he is, because we know that Putin's going to break the deal. Why wouldn't he? He will pocket that gain and then continue the war again and lie, no, we're not attacking, lie and lie and lie. When he attacked anyway, now that Ukraine's got fairly robust military, why wouldn't he attack if it's got a weak military? So Ukraine's military is no threat to Russia. Ukraine never crossed the border to Russia until Russia began this war 3.5 years ago. Ukraine never claimed a millimeter of Russian territory. Russia's a threat to Ukraine and not the other way around. If any country needs to be reducing its military, it's Russia. So these plans were leaked, possibly in an attempt to scupper them. So Steve Witkoff met Kirill Dmitriev, who's a Russian who was educated in the United States, was a banker and so on, and he's the go-to man for these talks. Previously, Russia was sticking to its maximalist demands. That's why that Budapest meeting didn't even happen. A few weeks ago. Remember, Trump was going to end this war in, 24 hours. Yeah, here we are 10 months on, it hasn't happened. So Donald Trump is getting increasingly fed up at this. He's blaming the victim as usual, not the aggressor. He's saying that Germany should lead European NATO. So he wants to get this peace deal, maybe all price. And who's going to pay the price? Probably the Ukrainians. So there's a domestic scandal brewing in Ukraine with this $100 million corruption scandal. Nobody's accused of Zelensky taking money, but obviously Russia published these lies. A lot of people fall for that he spent some aid money in a super yacht and things like that. I mean, even intelligent people have told me this, have actually believed it. So now Zelensky can't bite the war hand that feeds him. He says, well, we'll have to work on this vision. Yeah. Goodness. So this is a completely unjust peace. It would not be a lasting peace. Why wouldn't you invade again if you're Putin? If you've been rewarded for this illegal war of unprovoked aggression, if Ukraine gets much feebler than it is today, the Ukrainian military limits only 600,000 personnel. Yeah. And, you know, knowing these modern fighter jets, Ukraine would get security guarantees. Yeah, we've heard that all before. The Budapest Memorandum. Or how about Minsk 1 or Minsk 2 and so on? You know, a guarantee of non-aggression from Russia is a guarantee of aggression, and then the sanctions be lifted on Russia. And then Russian state media saying, oh, we don't bother mind about the sanctions, they boost our economy, but we desperately want the sanctions lifted. You see how stupidly dishonest and illogical they are, saying that the sanctions don't hurt them and pleading with people to end the sanctions. That's the priority to them, because it's slowly crushing their economy. It's they've worked much slower than most people in anticipate, including myself. R Russia wants to get back into the G8, it's now the G7. A group of seven major economies, and so on. So, how come Russia hasn't had to give away anything in return for this? The ones who caused the whole war. So, anyway, it's deeply dispiriting. But Trump has the attention span of a mayfly. His meeting with President Putin didn't happen. And then Putin challenged Zelensky to meet him in Turkey. Zelensky went to Turkey. Putin didn't show up. Yet again, proving he's such a liar. Trump's always said, oh, there'll be serious consequences if they don't give in, and that hasn't happened. Now, the Ruskies were quite scared about some of the missiles that would have been supplied, which is why they started talking again. The point is, they supply those missiles and they'll talk seriously, and so on. So, the way to ensure peace for Ukraine is to arm them to the teeth so that Russia knows that they can never defeat them. So it's all very dispiriting, and their Pokrovsk battle is going on. So the Russians may well take that. I mean, I'm astonished that the Ukrainians have been so gallant, have held on so long. The world is staring in amazement at their heroic deeds, daring in holding that city, dealing these mighty strokes of war against the Russians, inflicting very, very high casualties. And I feel sorry for the dead and wounded and captured on both sides. They're not bad people, both nationalities. People are duped by propaganda. You prefer to believe your country's in the right. There's a sense of camaraderie, even if you know it's in the wrong. Well, this is my country. Anyway, I've got to go wrong with it. And there are rewards for fighting. There are penalties for speaking out, for not fighting. And so most people fool themselves as well. They choose to suppress their doubts and go ahead. It's not to say that nobody in the Ukrainian side is wicked. I'm not that naive. That if they do take Pokrovsk, Russia will see, oh, you see? We've won another major city. We've done another major battle. We're winning. You like winners, don't you? Ukraine cannot win this war. Therefore, stop prolonging the agony, stop leveling the playing field, and stop arming them. And now, if the United States stop arming and funding Ukraine totally, providing intelligence, then Ukraine's got a problem, because European countries are not spending enough on defense. Yes, they've increased it majorly over the last 3.5 years, but they're still wasting money on benefits for people who refuse to work, on overly generous pensions, on pensions begin too young, and on cultural projects, spending on healthcare, which is not a waste, but that's money that can't go on defense, and not taxing the super rich enough. So Europe is not bearing the cost of its own defense, and hasn't for decades. It's come closer to it now. The country's closer to Russia. They're the ones spending a lot more because they realize this is an existential threat to them. If you're someone like Portugal, you are less perturbed about it. So I'm very worried about this peace plan, because if the United States cuts off all aid to Ukraine, Ukraine's on a sticky wicket. They find it very difficult to prosecute the war. And European NATO countries need to take risks and say, okay, we're giving you more of our assets. Someone like Sweden, there's no threat to Sweden from their neighbors. Norway, Sweden, as Norway and Finland, they haven't fought any of the 200 years, NATO Europe countries, so they could give half their assets to Russia. Oh, not to Russia, sorry, to Ukraine to defend themselves from Russia. Anyway, thanks for watching my channel. Make sure you subscribe on Patreon. The name PayPal, George Callan 790@gmail.com. Goodbye.